This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's another round of municipal elections in Saudi Arabia today, and this time the voting will take place in a city that's dominated by Shia Muslims. They're expected to win all five city council seats in Qatif. This is an oil city in eastern Saudi Arabia. As in much of the Arab world, the Shia are a minority among Saudis, most of whom follow the Sunni branch of Islam. But the Shia are in the majority in Iraq, and their triumphs there in the January elections make a difference elsewhere, too. Fawaz Jerjez is chair of Middle East Studies at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. Professor Jerjez, how significant are these municipal elections in Saudi Arabia to the Shia minority there and indeed to Shias elsewhere?
The elections in Saudi Arabia are very significant to the Shiites, who represent between 10 and 12% of the population. For the first time in more than 100 years, the Shiites of Saudi Arabia being one of the most fundamentalist Sunni-dominated state in the Muslim world, feel a breath of fresh air, a sense of political awakening, and a possibility, just a possibility, to be heard and escape political discrimination. And I think two events in particular have led to the possibility. The September 11 attacks on the United States and the pressure exerted on the Wahhabi kingdom to reform its institutions, and of course the elections in Iraq, which are bringing about the empowerment of the Shiites in Iraq, who represent more than 60% of the Iraqi population.
The Wahhabi is the sect of the Sunnis that are so dominant in Saudi Arabia. Let me ask you about another development as well. In Lebanon in the last couple of weeks, the political situation is in chaos there. This is a country where the Shia make up the plurality of the Lebanese anyway. Elections are scheduled for May. You may see a Shia government there as well. Is that a possibility?
It's not a possibility in Lebanon. It is, you're right, the Shiites represent between 35 and 40% of the population in Lebanon. But the Lebanese system, it's a confessional system. The political positions in the country are divided among the three major communities. The Shiites, who represent between 30 and 40% of the population, the Sunni Lebanese, who represent about 30% of the population, and the Christians, who represent about 25% of the population. But even though, I think you're absolutely correct, the Shiites of Lebanon are beginning to demand their rightful representation in the Lebanese system, and I would argue that the new winds that are sweeping the Arab world have reached Lebanese shores as well.
And how much are these new winds really generating out of the Iraq elections at the end of January and the coming to power of a Shia government in the Arab world?
The Iraqi elections are very crucial indeed. And I think we are witnessing a spillover effect from the social upheaval in Iraq into Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Lebanon, where there are sizable Shiite communities. But let's remember, Shiite political awakening started with the Iranian Revolution in the late 1970s. But now, as a result of the American invasion and occupation of Iraq, and as a result of the possibility that Iraqi Shiites could be empowered, I think we are seeing major reverberations reaching Shiite communities in various Arab countries, which are Sunni-dominated states.
I don't know that an American voter would recognize what's going on as a democratic move. After all, in the Shia community, people are not saying we're going to look like, like an American electorate where women vote, for instance. I mean, these democratic influences that you see, how democratic are they?
I think this is a very important question. Let's remember that elections are just one element in the democratic process. That is, you have to have what I call tolerance, you have to have institutions, you have to have democratic practices. And in fact, one of the major reasons for the upheaval in Iraq is that the other communities, the other minorities, the Sunni Arabs, who represent 20% of Iraqis, and the Sunni Kurds, who represent 18%, are terrified that the Shia-dominated community in Iraq could use the democratic process in order to create a religious tyranny. So let's be careful about saying that elections are synonymous with democracy. Iraq has a long way to go. Arab states have a long way to go in order for the various communities to learn how to coexist and live peacefully and democratically with each other.
And, of course, the other possibility is that they do not learn to coexist peacefully with each other, but rather that the Sunnis see what is happening with the Shias, and this movement leads to division and repression.
No doubts about it. There are many conservative Wahhabi and Salafite Sunnis. Not only they look down at the Shiites, but in fact consider the Shiites to be non-Muslims. Even though there are no doctrinal differences between Sunnis and Shiites, similar to the ones that exist between Catholics and Protestants, 14 centuries of, you might say, differences over rituals have made the divide between Sunnis and Shiites wider and deeper. And yes, there's a real fear that some conservative on both sides, the Wahhabi Sunnis and also the fanatical Shiites, could basically, use such really superficial differences in order to deepen the divide and mobilize their communities along sectarian lines.
Still, I think what I hear you saying is that this is a moment for the Arab world that you haven't seen in your lifetime.
I really believe, even in my limited experience, that the winds of the democratic change have finally reached Arab shores. And I like to believe that the democratic genie, is out of the box. Let's remember here that for the last 15 years, Arabs and Muslims, Shiites, Sunnis, Kurds, Christians, have been struggling against autocrats which were supported by Western governments, including the United States. So when we say that the democratic winds are reaching Arab and Muslim shores, let's not just give credit to the Bush administration. The credit should belong to where credit is due, to the sacrifice and the struggle of Arabs and Muslims in the last 15 years.
Professor Fawaz Girgeh, Chair of Middle East Studies at Sarah Lawrence College, author of America and Political Islam, Clash of Interests or Clash of Cultures. Thank you, Professor.
Pleasure.